Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are God, you are King, you are God forevermore. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. We honor you, for you are the Lord, you will never change. Thank you, righteous Lord, you are good, you are kind. Thank you, Lord Jesus, we worship you. Thank you, Lord, we give all the glory unto you. For you, the Lord, you are great. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, we honor you, we worship you. Thank you, Lord, for you are God and there is none like unto thee. For who is like unto you, O Lord? Great is your name. We worship you. Father, we return all glory unto you. Thank you, Father. We lay our crown and we worship you. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, this day we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 11th of June. 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his goodness over your life. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I declare today, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I speak to my day. My day, you are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I repossess you by the blood of Jesus. I suspend every activity of the wicked over my day. Every activity of darkness over my day, I suspend you. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I speak the word of blessing into my day. I speak favor into my life. I speak blessings into my life. I speak the mercy of the Lord upon me. In the name of Jesus, I speak possibility into my life. I speak favor upon my labor. In the name of Jesus, my going out today is not in vain. My coming back is with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon the works of my hand. I will not labor in foolishness. I will not labor in vain. I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord Jesus. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profit this day. In the name of Jesus, the wickedness of the wicked will not come upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, I declare today by the word of the Lord, I legislate blessing over my day. I legislate over this day. Your idea of blessing for me. All that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, this day, all that is in you will not work against me. Nature will not stand against me. Oh, I speak by the word of the Lord. No weapons that is put together against me shall prosper. The weapon of the enemy is defeated. Their effort is disappointed. The tokens of the wicked is frustrated over my life, over my day. In the name of Jesus, for the trap of the enemy is taken away. The trap that they have laid has caught them themselves. In the name of Jesus, for I am the one that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am fruitful and I flourish, for I am planted in the courts of the Lord. I am watered by the water that flows endlessly from the presence of the Lord. Oh, the Lord led me in the path of his righteousness for his name's sake. For the grace of God is made available unto me. I prosper in that which I do. I am blessed in the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, for the hand of the Lord is upon me. Oh, the Lord bring me out of the household of the wicked and place my feet on the path of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. For his rod and his staff comfort me. The Lord my God prepares banquets of blessing for me in the presence of my enemy. Oh, my Lord God, anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. My cup is not empty. My head is not empty. I am the anointed of the Lord. For the grace of God is upon me. For the blessings of the Lord is upon me. I am the one that the Lord has blessed. I am the one that the Lord has shown favor. In the name of Jesus, the Lord disappointed the tokens of the wicked ones over me. I am preserved by the blood of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed this day by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voice and pray this morning for the people, for the children and the teachers that has been captured by the wicked ones. I want us to speak to the Lord that the Lord would deliver them in the name of Jesus. Lord, by your mercy, you would deliver them in the name of Jesus. Oh, by your mercy, you would deliver them in the name of Jesus. Father, it is time to bring them out of the covens of the wicked, to bring them out of the camp of the wicked. Lord, these children are your heritage. Father, you will not suffer them to continue to be in the camp of the wicked. Father, arise and deliver them in the name of Jesus. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in the name of Jesus. Father, deliver them in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, all over Nigeria. Father, arise and you will deliver. Deliver these precious ones. All that has been in the captivity of the wicked, Lord, you will deliver them in the name of Jesus. Father, over this nation, you will stop the wickedness of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Father, you will disappoint them. You will frustrate their enterprise, that they will no longer prosper in their wickedness. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you, the Lord, you have respect for your covenant, for your word over this nation, and stop the hand of the wicked over Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, Lord, arise and fight. Lord, arise and destroy this structure of wickedness. Dethrone the wicked. Destroy this enterprise of wickedness in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, let us continue to pray. Pray for Nigeria. Pray for the state where you live. And most importantly, for the deliverance of those people that are in the captivity of the wicked. That the Lord will stretch forth his hand of mercy, that he will deliver them. Most importantly, that he will preserve them by his mercy. In the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, today by 12 noon, we'll be coming together for our prayer lunch. Today is Thursday, the second Thursday of the month of June. We'll be coming together to stand before the Lord in prayer. I want to invite you to join us on site, online. Join us, come, let us pray together. It's an hour time to pray and pour out your heart before the Lord. Join us in prayer today by 12 noon at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. That's behind Tafo Arena at Jokodo Junction, Sango Eleele Road, Ibadan. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Today, by the grace of God, I want to continue from where we stopped yesterday. Our anchor scripture is from the book of Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted among the earth. I told you yesterday, in conclusion yesterday, that to be still means to stop identifying with the noise around you, with the lies of the devil, with the negativities that surrounds you, with the evil reports that is all around you. You stop identifying with them. Be still means that you turn blind, you turn deaf to the lies of the enemy around you, even though the enemy wants you to stand in confirmation to the fear that they are peddling around. But no, not as though you are not concerned, but because you have a word from the mouth of the Lord himself to you, saying, be still and know that I am God. It is God himself speaking life, speaking strength to you, even in the midst of storm. In the book of Mark chapter 4, where the Lord Jesus Christ rebuked the wind, he was in the boat with them. When he arose after they had called him, the scripture says he arose and he rebuked the sea and the wind. He addressed two things there. is declare over the storm and the wind that it should stop. He also spoke to the life of the disciples that were there, by extension speaking to you and I, addressing their fear, even though the picture that surrounds them is that their boat is going to capsize, but giving them this assurance that be still and know that I am God. It is the word from the mouth of the Lord. When you stand on his word, you stop responding to the fear of the world. You stop responding to the agony of the report of events around you. You know, there is an agony. There is this fear that evil report brings upon men, that you will be afraid even right in your own house. When you stop responding with fear to the agony of the reports of events around you, you stand over the storm that is always making noise around your mind. You quiet the noise in your soul. You declare that peace be still. You declare the stillness by the word of the Lord upon your spirit, upon your soul. You will find out that you will always find yourself returning to the secret place of the Most High. The scripture says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Be still and know that I am God. Beloved, I want you to understand this. I said this same thing day before yesterday and yesterday. This same God that raises the dead, this same God that multiplied loaves of bread and fishes, this same God that parted the Red Sea, is not a distance from you. No, this same God is present with you, not a distance from you. Only for you to be still and know that God is alive. Only for you to be still and know that God is with you. You have tried to fix it enough. Yes, you've tried to fix it by yourself, but no, you continue to mess it up. Why not step back, be still, and let him fix it for you? Remember verse 1 of Psalm 46 says that our God is our refuge, a very present help in trouble. Step back and let him fix it for you. You have tried. You've tried fixing it. Why don't you step back, be still, and know that is God. He is God for you. Since day before yesterday, we've been trying to look at the word be still. Let me say this. The word be still comes from the mouth of God with a divine authority that backs it up. Comes from the mouth of God. It means there is a divine authority that backs it up. It means that the weight of who God is behind this word. It means God is speaking to you by his own very essence, speaking to your life, speaking to you personally this morning. Oh, I know there is storm around you. I know you've tried and it's even beginning to affect your health. Now, the Lord is speaking to you, son, daughter, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I'm going to round up here. And I want you to hold this in your hand. Be still is not being indifferent. When you are talking about being still, I'm not saying that you live a life of being indifferent. Being still, let me put it in a simple way by which a man of God said it. He said that stillness means alignment. It means you align with the will of God. You align with the word of God. It simply means that you stand unwavering in faith on the word of God. No matter the situation, you are standing on the word of God with faith. You align yourself with the will of God, with the word of God. And standing on the word of God, dearly beloved, I dare say it this morning, that the word of God unto you, listen, no physical evidence can change it. No evidence of man can change the word of God concerning you. Whatever he has promised, you stand, you stagger not on the promises of God with unbelief. You stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be still and know that he is God, standing unwavering on this word of God. Stillness is standing unwavering on the word of God. Being still on his word, and through which you enter into the finished work of Christ for your life through your unwavering faith in him. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go this morning. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord show you mercy this day. His blessing comes upon your life. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, be still and know that I am God. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, beloved, we are meeting today by 12 noon to come together for an hour time of prayer. I would love to see you there. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.